Colonel's version.
The Colonel's version. Matt, hit us with your theme. He did that randomly one night, and I've actually, like, the entire second season has Matt doing that before it, like, fades into main music. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another exciting episode of We Shot Forced. We are getting towards the end game of Cornering Darga, Cornering the Worm, tonight in Season 3, Book 3, Queen of Air and Darkness. It does not look great for the party. Ramak Gilligar is unconscious. Matt is down. Rahal is down for like a second time.
Yep.
This does not bode well for the party, gentlemen. We are in round eight, which means Hoser, you are up. And
yes, I am.
I was going to say Merrick's on deck, but that's not right. Where'd the bad guys go?
In between Poser and me?
Yeah, they're supposed to, but they dropped it on my turn thing.
Poser and me. That's the same person.
That's weird.
Poser and Merrick. There we go.
So, Poser.
Yes.
What do you want to do, sir?
All right. First thing I'm going to do, because I ate a nasty couple of blasters to the face, I'm going to pop a swift action, a second wind, gain a quarter of my hit points back. And then move action, I'm going to move up just past Vibesh, circling closer towards Darga. I'm going to start yelling obscenities at him again.
Are you so mean?
If he gives up, then the fight's over. We don't have to kill people.
If he just give it up.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing, is people don't have to die if things are handled diplomatically. The problem is, everybody goes to blasters. So I'm going to tell him to drop his blaster, tell his troops to surrender, and everything will go easier. And that is me using my adept negotiator talent.
With expletives.
Yeah, I was going to say, yes. I think manners are important.
Okay, use the force check of 18 against Darga's will defense.
In brackets, will versus use the force. Oh, even higher.
It's persuasion, not force.
Okay. His will defense is incredibly high, let alone against force powers.
That's fair.
Tomato, tomato. Care to use a... No, it's not within six.
I wasn't planning on using one anyway.
Not within six. All right, so shaking fists and calling me mean names, sticks and slugs, break my bones, my garden. Sorry. Anything else from you, sir?
Nope.
Oh,
sorry.
All
my actions.
How many hit points do you get back? You revived.
Oh, I got 17.
Righto. And you look after that. The bad guys are a cluster of stuff right now, but I believe I don't have Miss Spectra on here, so I'm actually going to have her go. She snuck in just before they went. Remember, she surprised them? Oh! So the person in the hallway is whacking away at this stormtrooper. Matt, would you care to do the honors since you were control? Merrick's rental mercen.
Do I have a character sheet? Or should I give you...
You have access.
Oh.
I gave you access to the... Anyway, while he's doing that out in the hallway, I'm just going to start shooting at people. We got a stormtrooper right here that had dropped a grenade, and then Merrick revealed himself and wasted a bunch of guys. So I'm going to run for cover. One, two. Oh, I just go diagonally. Two, four, five. So tucks back in behind the crates and takes a single pot shot at Merrick. This guy is going to close and shoot at the girl chopping away, including the mysterious figure. Speaking of mysterious figures, show you guys really quick. This is who's out in the hallway.
And also, coincidentally, just rolled a nat 20.
Oh, nice.
It did poopy damage, but still, it hit.
Damage is damage.
With 100% assurity.
Damage is damage, and we will take it.
Yep, 8 points.
Yep. I love the carbon-looking light battle armor, large viral blade, and the helmet completely, with some glowing visual optics. I have no idea who's under there. So, critical damage of only 8 because you got a bunch of 1?
Yep.
Why did it roll 4?
It says 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 2 plus 0.
No, we've been just doubling the damage. I thought crit was double damage and doubling it, not rolling extra dice. Hmm.
Oh, you know what? Oh, yeah, no, it has the critical multiplier factor there. That's it.
Probably has to do with the low strength modifier for damage.
Yeah. Oh, negative 2 strength, yes.
Hmm. Righto. So, however, 8 points to Bob in the hallway. My stormtroopers. Nice big gash, and he goes staggering backwards a little bit, but stays in a square, but not quite ending the Stormtrooper as of yet. So, as I was saying, Stormtroopers are going to be shooting at Merrick, going around the bad guys, clockwise. So actually should start with the one that's actually just go staggering back and takes a shot at the newcomer, Spectre. So, rolling my d20 and adding. Stormtroopers are elite soldiers left over from the Clone Wars, but the new helmets they gave them, I really believe, as so many memes have depicted, possibly hinder their line of sight. Just saying. I think it's a thing. With...
Yep, totally a thing.
Yep, 13 against Spectra.
Which it was almost low enough that she could catch it and throw it back.
Aw, boo. And shot from behind. I know, by the second Stormtrooper. Or 8.
That one was low enough that you could catch it and throw it back.
And Corey was worried that I had these guys showing up like so conveniently like they're cheating. These guys are horrible. I got the one guy taking a pot shot at Merrick in his doorway, and he doesn't aim, so it's a raw 19. So Merrick actually gets his cover. Oh, no, you don't get cover when you're spread, because No, I don't see why not. You're just tilting your gun around. No, you still have cover, sir. 19?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so. That's 1, 2, 3, and the other one's dead. And then we're going to go with the remaining Mayoni escort pilots. They're wearing helmets. You don't know what race they are. It still tells me, but they're not obvious. You guys want to pop a helmet and check it out, feel free. But for right now, remains a mystery. Anyway, I do have a couple of these guys on deck. I've got one straight through shooting at Merrick from the center of the room. I've got... one up in the top here that sees these guys are like making their way along, and I believe I have one shooting at Poser. And everybody else, the other four, are down. So I've got a 16 going towards Merrick with cover, and I got a 10 going towards Poser. Yeah, not very exciting. But wait, then there's Darga himself. Taking a shot. Pew! Yep. That's the bad guys.
I'm relevant.
We put everything on the droid, right? We put all our money into the droid, and now he's done. And now it's Merrick's turn. God help us.
Well, no, they're doing pretty good. They learned. Spread out. No crowd. It's bad strategy. Don't do that. But I do see one soldier straight and open. He wishes to go through fire exchange. So do I.
Okay. So you're shooting straight towards the crates in the middle room? Yeah, pinging them is a good idea, because the map on the show here is like, it's so small because it's...
Yeah, so straight due north of Merrick.
Yeah, and those two glowing crates out the middle.
Yeah.
All right.
So and just him by him lonesome.
What kind of shot are we talking about here?
Auto fire.
So let's talk about ammunition.
Yes.
The debate about 5 shots. No, it's 10 shots. No, it's 25.
Correct.
Right? The clip has...
It's a -5 to accuracy, -10 to ammunition.
Right. And then the clips are, I can't remember, they're 25s or 50s?
50s for Sasha.
Right.
Which is a blaster rifle.
So if you run around with like 5 on each hip, you got like your 10 and 1 in the gun, and you can recharge.
So you got 5 shots, and then you need to reload.
Yeah, and it's not like you're going to run out during a combat. And you guys have also been replenishing energy. Like you guys take the guns apart, making right.
Oh so, yeah,
we've been stockpiling it. We have far more than we've used.
You have certain
the
bonuses,
bandolier of energy cells.
There was a comment earlier about you only taking a -2 when it's -5. It's because of your bonuses you were factoring in.
Well, yeah, there's a point blank shot, which is a +1. There's a weapon proficiency with rifles. That's another +1. There's if they've been marked as my prime target, which gives me another +2.
Your prime target. Let's talk about that. Is that a swift action?
It's a free action.
Are there free actions in this? I thought they were only swifts.
It's because
like I said, this could really screw up your combat economy. If we're giving this out to you for free, then you're taking 3 actions. Because if it takes a swift, which is what they call like pretty much negligible, so
yeah. Basically, additionally during the surprise round, the free action. Yeah, no, there's free actions.
Okay.
I'll read the. It's a soldier talent from the ambush specialist tree. If you're not surprised in the first round of combat in an encounter, you can treat this first round of combat as if it were a surprise round for the purpose of talents and feats that triggered only during a surprise round. Additionally, during the surprise round, as a free action, you can designate a target as your prime target. You gain a +2 moral bonus to attack rolls against your prime target until the end of the encounter.
There it is. Free action, but only during the surprise round, Messina, not all day long.
Did you hear the first part, though?
What? If you're not surprised.
Not surprised on the first round.
Okay.
Yeah, I can then treat the first round as a surprise round.
Yeah, and do this stuff in the first round, as in like in the first round only, not all day long, dude.
Which no. I did.
Yes, right. But he can redesignate. He took feats
to redesignate. Then I have to keep it going. which allows me to move my after my when you reduce your prime target to zero hit points as a free action, you can designate another target within your line of sight as your new prime target. This target remains your prime target until the end of the encounter.
Oh, okay.
Which is another keep it going from the ambush specialist tree.
That's cool. Yeah, so it's the second talent that stacks that you took later. Because we were like, oh, we'll talk about this
so
stuff.
So you build it.
Yeah, well, we talk about this stuff organically, like when he first uses it. We started using stuff that was in the math that we hadn't told the fans about, going, oh, I'm using my new talent, you know, and it kind of got glossed over. Not with everyone, but like, because there's so much focus on the Jedi. Oh, what's your new power, right? Or how much money did Matt make, right? So we've been kind of, not just you, sir, there are like a lot of us are guilty of it, of just kind of like, it's in the math, you know what I'm saying? And without us announcing these talents that we've taken as we go up in levels. So we're going to have to start spilling beans. Anyway, Merrick, your shot, sir.
Yes. Press and button. Didn't attack yet. No, okay. So for...
I got it. I know what you're going to say, Matt. Don't say it. I'm all-knowing.
I say nothing. But Rahal, yeah. Man, can't shut that guy up.
I heard your phone go ding, and I'm like, that's Corey, because he just dropped out of the call, isn't it? Yes, it is. There he is. Okay. So, shoot, Mr. Ryan Mazina, Mr. Matic.
Yes.
Nat 20 that bit. I mean,
yeah.
Person ask, behind the crate.
13.
No.
Close enough.
Nope.
Eight. Okay, so eight is total of 16 damage, so he'll take half on an auto fire, so that's eight.
Okay.
Unless his reflex is three.
Nope.
This is true.
The reflex is way high. So high, I don't even want to talk about it. It's embarrassing how awesome this guy is.
Accuracy by quantity. That's how we roll.
Yes. Okay, I got him. Those guys are down. This guy is still, he's taking shoot up bits, but, you know, making much use of said cover.
So I will take my move action and then step behind this wall, giving me total cover to complete my turn.
So, yeah, this is where we're getting into the debate again, where you're like,
what's that?
Well, I guess, no, you're not aiming, right? You're moving to step out, shoot.
Pray and spray, baby.
And then you're stuck out there, and then you shoot and move to come back. So,
well, next time I do, I'll have to use a move action to take myself out of full cover.
Yeah. So you wouldn't actually had cover. Not that he hit you last time, but you wouldn't even had cover.
No, because I've been stepping out of cover.
Yeah, so do me a favor, like, yeah, don't stack on, like, yeah, move the mini over, because there's a bit of a debate going in my head here.
Yeah, no worries.
Anyway, so yes, now you're back into Nana, can't see me. It's like those movies, right? Like, they just jam themselves up against the wall.
Yeah.
Right. Ramagiligar. Where did we leave Gilligar? Let's
Unconscious.
Yes, but you were making progress because I've got you two up from the bottom. And there's only five, right? So
at a minus five or a minus 10?
No, it's 10, 5, and then 3, 2, 1?
No, 2, 1.
Oh, 2, 1. Okay, you're up at the 2.
Oh, sweet. So, I thought I was lower down. No. Excellent.
So, but yeah, you're still unconscious.
I should be back to consciousness.
When you come out of that, right, you use the... Did you use... Okay, one second. One guy at a time here. Because you guys are totally different what you did, what you spent, and who died and who didn't die because of the thresholds and screwing me up here. So, Corey didn't take threshold damage. He just went down and fell unconscious at zero, right? And he spent a force point, I believe, not to die. Because I think...
Yes.
Right. So, now you're taking swifts, and it's three swifts to move up the track one, which is pretty much all you can do, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you want to take three swifts and come up to the negative one.
Yes.
Right, which means... Next round, you'll take three swifts, and at the end of your turn, you'll wake up, which means in two rounds, you can do something, I believe. Well, meanwhile, we have Rahal, who's at the negative one, and needs to take three swifts to, like, get up to zero and do something.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, Gilligar, you know, besides, you know, dreaming of alien women that may have four of something to help out those
hands. Tentacle time. Yeah. Tentacle time, baby.
Yeah, baby. Which brings us to Vibesh. And Rahal, you're on deck. Vibesh, what do you got?
All right.
What do you got for us?
I will move north, following the wall.
Okay. Yep. Yep. Top right-hand corner of the hangar, and you're on the wall that Darga's yacht is on.
Yes.
Closing in. Kill? The handshake. You never kill.
The handshake.
Hey, how are you? Please let me work for you. These people are terrible.
Give me money.
That would surprise me. He just kills all the guys, kills everyone on his way to the crime lord going, that laid waste is my resume, hire me now and I will turn the tide of this fight in your favor. That'd be awesome.
So Vibesh.
Classic Vibesh. All right. Rahal. Oh, hang on. You spend three swifts, you're up to zero, you wake up and you're done.
Yep.
Sorry.
That's why I went.
I'll even let you like grab your chest as you're intaking, and it actually hits the button, and you stop spouting out all your finances.
Stop the as soon as my heart rate is detected, it shuts off automatically. I don't want to be issuing funds I don't have to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Actually, you know what? For the money, countering the money you've got coming in as noble, I'm going to start tracking how many rounds you're down, because that stuff just automatically goes out on the net, you know, automatically just start taking down your funds.
No, that's not fair. That's not fair.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, well, the thing is, you would have to set it up. It's like, why would you set up a heart monitor that automatically hooked up to your bank account and started?
Yeah, it just starts distributing it. It's just like, well, what? Your heart monitor has been disconnected. Now you're broke.
I'll take his money.
Well, I'm sure you would.
Round 9.
Want to gamble for it?
Poser, you're up. And Spectre's on deck. Poser, what do you do?
I will continue shifting up towards the north side of the hangar, right behind Vibesh, moving towards Darga and continuing to yell at him, allowing the force to guide me which words will help, you know, demoralize him the best.
Well, if you're calling on the light side of the force, it would be pleasant words. Make him just feel bad, like guilty, not like rude.
Yeah.
God, you can damn, baby, your tail is so fly.
You could lose a little weight.
That for days.
Just like polite insults, like, you know, you could really lose a little.
Okay, 21 against his will defense to drop him down the condition track again.
Sorry, no.
Force, chubby. Okay.
He reaches up and scratches the back of his head like he might have felt something, but sorry, no.
And just to be clear, this is not a force effect.
Oh, yeah. No,
this is a persuasion effect.
As I've said before, dude's got will in spades, and then when we get to the bracket part of use the force, forget about it.
That's fair.
If you hit it, I'll tell you what it is. But right now, you're just scratching at the surface. I will tell you this.
I hit it round one, because I did it round one and successfully.
I'll tell you this. You got 21, right?
Yes.
Do you want to dig deep for a force point?
No.
I wouldn't bring this up if you didn't have at least a 1 in 6 chance.
And that's fair, but knowing my luck right now, especially because my last 2 rolls have been a 3 and a 6, I'm going to get a 1 on the dice and it's going to be useless. So I'm good.
Okay.
That's my turn.
That's you, sir? Okay. So our sideshow combatant over in the corner, whacking away at these dudes. Spectra, just methodically, you know, just going to town with the Vibroblade, trying to give Matt the hint. He's just leaning back, listening to me. Press buttons. I will not be blamed for the death. Lots of flipping in.
I did push the button, but I forgot.
20 for 3 points. Is that what I'm seeing?
You're seeing.
That's what I'm seeing. Okay. I got good news and I've got bad news.
Good news is I hit. Bad news is I didn't hit.
Yeah. That's pretty much what we're in. Yeah.
Am I reading this right?
Uno, dos, tres.
Actually, no. Sorry, you did 8 last time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So 8. He actually three is enough. Yeah. 3 is enough, you drop him. Because
What the?
To half full unconsciousness where he'll just take a docking paycheck.
You said 5 grand after, right?
The bad guys. We're going to obviously start with the stormtrooper that must avenge his little chum. And shoot Spectre in the back with a whopping 12 as she goes flipping and dancing away with a no. The stormtrooper that lost a grenade has no target because someone's hiding. So we're going to do something sneaky.
Shoot themselves.
Sorry? No. Nope.
The ultimate sneaky. They'll never see that coming.
No. If you're not paying, if no one's got eyes on me, then I technically disappear. And you guys need to come out and, you know, figure out where I went. Let's see, 1, 5, 6, 1, 2. I'm going to join my friend over here, right around here, see if I can't find the guy by coming all the way around the crates. And this guy. I got this one. You get these two. I think that's a rip. 12. No, that's going to put me out in the. All right. I'm going to stay on my crate, but he's going to ready in action, looking up. And this guy is going to scoot back 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and get a line on Verbeg, who actually has cover from the wing. But it doesn't hurt to try. We're paid pretty good by Darga with a 9. Ping! Someone's shooting at the wing. Shoots the same spot of the wing that Verbeg blew it and, like, punched that last guy. All these wings have, like, the same battle damage that wasn't even, like, occurred in the sky. Darga is still just shooting wild down the tube. No, actually, he disappeared. These guys are coming up. So, yeah. My guys are dropping. I'm gonna go inside my ship. I've had enough of this. Bye! I'm obviously losing. Time to go. So he disappears inside his ship. Merrick, you're up, sir. Gilligar, you're on deck.
All right, I pop back around the corner. Stupid there. And there's these two guys dead front.
Yeah, in the crates.
Yeah, it's a spray.
Okay.
Oh, they never run. crowding technique is horrible. Ooh. An attack of 12.
Damage?
Rolled a 7, so 3.
Unfortunately. But
it's the theme.
It's chewing. You're chewing away at one guy. He's not doing so hot. He's wavering, not doing well at all. And that's you, sir?
That is.
Ramagiligar is at, we're at the -1. So 3 swifts to bring you up to 0. And at the end of the round, you regain consciousness.
Oh, so we're at the end of the round now?
The end of your turn. So you are...
End of my turn.
Like, you need to burn the 3 swifts on your turn to like wake up, but then you're done. And next round, you'll be able to do fantastical things as baggage. Speaking of which, so when you come back from the dead, the good news is you're going to get your level and hit points, guys, and you wake up. But people think you're down. You could like crawl around the floor and, you know, do all kinds of fabulous stuff. Vabesh, speaking of crawling around...
Yeah, I have a...
Yes, sir.
On delaying actions.
Readying an action or delaying an action?
I guess.
Okay.
My thought.
Yep.
Dargo went to his ship.
Yep.
And I can run 3 times my speed, but can I also, if the door is, shuttle is, wish to stay where I am until, but can I do that?
Yeah. So basically you want to delay an action. Like you see any action on that ship, you're going to bolt to try and get aboard.
Yes.
Okay. You also have the option just to run for it now and get up the ramp and get a certain amount of cover that he was taking. If you just want to follow him before he actually fires everything up.
Yeah, but considering no.
Yes. Okay. Gotcha. So if you want, you can ready an action to time it that if like if he bails, you could like, you know, run and do that last leap and use the tailgate coming up as cover. That's what you're going for, I take it?
No, just to like to take off.
Yeah, no.
By itself.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay.
Yep, done and done.
That's what I will do.
He's waiting for his moment to shine. Yeah, no one will see it. They're all busy. All right. Rahal. Wakey.
Ooh.
You have 6 hit points.
Woo!
And connect. Well, I don't think anything you do is normal, but... We're going to take the little red axe off you. It's pinning you to the ground. He wakes up and there's like red tape on him. Where did this axe come from?
I get up, immediately access the wall beside the door I was standing at.
Okay, move to get up from prone and look for the control panel. 50-50 chance. It's left or right side.
50-50 chance. I was already standing in front of it. There's no chance.
Oh, we established it was that. On that yeah. other side. Okay, yep.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
It's been established because I already approached the... Datapad, or the control thing
right.
to see, and making sure that I'm maintaining full cover behind the wall. So I'll even take that 5-foot step back. I'm going to access the control panel, contact R4, get him down here, and try to override the controls to keep the hangar bay door, not the exterior door, but the actual big door, stop that ship from taking off, decides to try.
Okay. Right. So there's no 5-foot steps in this. So you get up to move.
But talking is so I get
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, but I'm just saying, like, you get up and then you take yourself into cover and then you can just, as a swift,
yep.
you start getting that going. All right. Round 10, Merrick. Merrick, you know what happens when you go 10 rounds or more in a combat? You get a pay cut from Rahal. It's embarrassing, dude. But Poser's up.
Oh, no.
But Poser's it's up first.
Exponential pay rate increase.
Oh, okay.
That's not true at all. It's called a performance bonus, and you don't get it if you don't perform.
I'm just saying. It's going to cost more bullets.
Dance, monkey, dance. Poser.
As a move action, I'm going to rush past Vabish and move up on the nose of the Z95, moving both closer to the center of the room in both directions. And then I'm going to fight defensively or total defense, either or, and take a -5 to my attack roll, but get a +5 to my reflex.
Okay.
I can see kind of what Babish is thinking, and I want to eat the shots for him so that he can rush for Dargo.
You guys are not only on comms, but side by side with the nodding and the stuff. Like, you know, I don't mind like the light signaling. That's fine. As far as how he looks, he's, you know, he's a bug with no expression, always looks constipated, but yeah, I get it.
I mean, that's kind of how I look whenever I'm using my force powers. You know, I'm just quiet, no expression, kind of constipated. So
move biscuit.
You know, we have a connection. It's fine.
Move biscuit. Oh, that's right. You fondled him with the force. I forgot.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. And nothing's wrong with that, according to where. Okay. And that's you, sir?
Yep. That's me.
All right. Our mercenary will continue to both hack and slash at the person in front, chopping away with a 12. Not doing great against these stormtroopers today. And the rest of our baddies, of course, are going to retaliate. One shooting her. Oh, sorry. She's going to move, obviously, to this guy. use him for cover. Oh, there's the vibroblade. Yeah. Where's my roll? 9. Yay. Okay. Shooting her in the face, but no. Who have I got on here? So Conehead is really crouching down, and then there's Besh. I'm going to move 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And even though I'm not on the corner, I'm trying to use the obstacle like in the line there to negate cover. Now, I don't know Poser is acting defensively, like he kind of like from this distance or whatever. So I'm going to have a perception check on this guy to see if he can figure out who's the easier target with a 4. So I'm actually going to shoot at Poser, not knowing that he's all, you know, jumpy and ready to dodge. A single shot at Poser with a 16, sir.
That was a miss.
That's what I figured. And Darga is doing what he's doing aboard his vessel. And we've got, oh, right, sitting out in the open, we've got two guys in the center. I've lost my target. You've moved up and you're crouching under the nose. So, and it, yeah, this guy shooting at us and hurt me badly with his spraying. So he's going to hunker back into these crates and we're both going to take the old cover shots against Mr. Merrick, starting with the pilot with a 15 and the stormtrooper with a mighty 19. And you're out in the open, dude, with no cover.
That's correct.
What do you got?
No.
No. Because you got battle armor.
That's right.
With authentic battle damage.
Still works at our level.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Actually, there was a comment on YouTube asking about why you guys are wearing armor, because your level can supersede. Just because I'm assuming...
Next level, it supersedes.
Yeah, I know, but...
Not this level.
Your armor's upgradable. Like, Merrick can put on weapons. He was already talking about, like, filters, and, like, you can put stuff on the armor that gives you extra bonuses.
Merrick's special.
Yeah, to fort saves and stuff. There's mods that can help your other defenses, like fortitude save and this and that, so...
Like, you don't want to spill all the beans.
No, I'm just saying, like, they were, you know, things were said.
Yeah.
No, like, legit, until next level,
yeah,
the armor bonus from what we have been wearing superseded our level bonus.
Oh, no,
wearing is heavy armor. It is good until, like, level the.
Yeah, head. Well, you, like I yeah. said,
no, they were asking why.
That's why I pays him the big bucks.
Why Poser hasn't taken proficiency in the Vibrax and all this stuff. And it's like, well, if you listen to the whole show, we usually explain, like, you know, the flavor of working up to something, or, you know, instead of just taking stuff, poof, this fixes my problem. Because he's a dude with a guitar first and an axe second. But don't worry, Merrick is in the house and going to do what?
We keep him around for moral support.
He's a good dancer. He's a singer. Right?
Oh, I'm a great musician.
Oh, not you. I was talking about Merrick.
Oh, no, I am head of HR.
Oh my god. Yeah, no, he totally is.
Yeah. that's the job you give to the guy whose job it is to strip the corpses and make bombs, you know, like other humans for
human resources,
turning humans into resources. That's his idea of HR. Merrick, sorry.
I work in the mailroom.
Opening envelopes and taking Christmas credits.
Absolutely.
Merrick,
I will have to take move action to reload.
Yeah, but them four arms, he can sort mail like a boss.
Wait, whoa, he's reloading? Wow, this is shameful.
Brown den, like you said.
Oh, I just got that, because Gilligar's got four arms. That's why he's... But you're still asleep, you. He's lying on the floor.
No way, isn't.
Not you, Gilligar.
Oh, napping on a job, that's why it doesn't pay him.
He's waking up, he's rolling around semi-conscious going, no, not the Christmas rush, no. Flailing around. Merrick, you're reloading. Oh my god, this is new. And
it's
what
a
else?
Big fight, many people.
What else you got?
Well, once I'm done reloading, slam it down and auto-fire.
Move to reload and shoot again.
You're still crowding, you idiots. Why?
They're just hunkering more.
Oh, attack of 7. Damage is 13.
We're pretty sure.
But that's 6.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you...
Does point blank shot give bonus damage?
Oh, yeah, it does. So that'd be 4.
Damage.
In an auto-fire situation? I don't think so.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it would push
any range
his damage total up.
My point blank shot even works 14. For vehicular combat.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, I gotcha. Yeah, because you would cut it in half and then add it after, so there you go. So a full on 7. Woot.
4.
Woot, woot.
Yeah.
Well, 13 and a half, got to round down, is 12, so that's 6. And then up, you add the bonus damage after, right? Because, like I said, it's situational. You did 13 points with your auto fire, you got to round it down to 6. And because he's in that range, you had the plus 1 after. You don't stick them together because it's not part of the auto fire.
Well, it'd be 14 damage, right? 13 plus 1?
Yeah, it doesn't get doubled on crit.
No, I'm saying you'd half the damage first. Then you add other modifiers like, oh, point blank range. And up, it puts the plus 1 there. Anyway, 7 points. Which will... Yay, finally downs the pilot. Yay! And
hooray!
Hooray! And takes out the stormtrooper, downing both guys in the middle. How many credits does it cost to fire Sasha and Falato?
Many credits. Ask Kral, he knows.
So, waking up at the end of last round, Ramagiligar, you have your level in hit points, which I believe is 5, sir, and you are lying prone and can do whatever you like. What do you want to do?
Well, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to pat all my pockets for a drink and a cigar, because it's been such a long time.
Okay.
All right, let's see. I got to double check where I am here on the map. Oh, look at that. I'm right there.
Right where you fell.
Right where I fell. But that was a long time ago. You expect me to remember these things?
Okay, so you're lying on the ground. You take a move action to take inventory and pull out the cigar and a drink. That's two arms busy. Huh. What's the rest of you doing?
Well, where'd Darga go?
Last time you saw him, he was on the ramp of his ship. You want to get up and look around?
I do want to get up and look
around.
Now,
there's still blaster fire raining all over the place, like literally zipping past your crate. You know.
All right, well, let's see. There's a stormtrooper right over here, right?
Well, you need to get... Yeah. You're laying in front of a crate. You need to either crawl to the edge of said crate one way or the other, or get up to see.
All right, well, I want to get up and stick my head over and take a look around and see what's going on.
Okay, so one, you get your cigar going, and you know, you get your stuff going. By the way, thank you. That's good role playing, even though you're burning ashes to do it. I really appreciate that. And he gets up, and now you have lay of the room with a swift swift action left. You know, with four arms, I'll even let you. You know, I can't say you got quick draw, right?
Yes, I do. So
right, so swift. Yeah, you still three actions though. So swift to check,
move action to get up.
Yeah, but it's swift to check himself, swift to pull them, and get up. But you are drinking and smoking while standing. I'll give you that.
That's a good thing.
But you do have lay of the battle now. So for when we come around to your next round, you can, you know, you see everyone, what everybody's doing.
Works for me.
That's a good thing about people like behind obstacles. The blasters are traveling across the room. You can kind of figure out where they are. You know, there's got to be a guy behind that X-Wing, you know, that kind of thing. Vibesh, still holding?
Nope, I will run.
Okay.
All the way.
Can he make it?
Yeah, because run is three-time movement.
Okay. Gets to the ramp. And that's you?
That's me. What do I see?
You see up into the ship.
Which is black?
Well,
what do I see?
Let's talk about the ship. I actually have somewhat of a schematic. Now, you're still going to have to use your imagination. This is what the sucker looks like. You know, the glorious chariot is an awesome pick. That's what she looks like. And then as far as the schematic goes, do you have knowledge technical or anything to do with spacecraft? Even piloting knowledge?
Can do that.
Yeah, give me one of those. And this is you, like... It's not like you have a schematic, but it's like you know, you've seen one transport yacht, you've seen them all kind of thing. So looking at the Soro Sub Personal Luxury Yacht 3000.
Pilot check of 18.
Yep. Ion engines in the back, and as you can see here, it's pretty much a straight open galley. There are luxuries, but the place inside is freaking filthy. So he's got like the little mini Caesar's Palace going on here. The ramp goes right up into maybe a couple sub rooms, but opens up into like a large chamber that he's opened up to lounge in and whatever. Like, you know, he's got the couch in there and all this crap. And it's disgusting. It stinks, you know, just like Jabba the Hutt's palace or whatever. And luckily, he's probably got the couch in the middle. Now, he's gone up and gone around it, probably going to the cockpit or gone to tell someone to take off. So this room is empty, and it's a straight line to get up to, you know, you can head up to the bridge, the stairs or whatever they go up to the bridge. You're on a lower level, and I believe this ship has two decks. So you can, like, run straight for the stairs and get up to the other deck where the bridge is practically there.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Rahal.
I'm going to try and override the hangar bay controls. Keep that skiff from taking off. Daga's got some questions I need answers to.
The controls of what exactly?
Well, I would assume that the hangar bay door controls would have access to the main bay door controls.
Oh, okay. So you want to hack into the system from this outlet here?
From the terminal, yeah.
Okay. Have you got a personal computer?
I do.
All right. Let's use persuasion to make that computer friendly.
Well, I can use some skill.
Yep.
22?
22 to make stuff friendly.
Okay.
Would you like to use a force point? I'm not saying you know, blown it, but
absolutely.
All right,
I got to make sure this happens.
How are you doing for force points? So you guys have been burning a lot of them this game. Like, I know you just leveled, but
I used a force point to keep myself from dying.
Yep.
And I happened to roll max on that last one for a total of 28.
All right. Woot woot. Yes, I'm fine. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. Close the door.
What door? The one in front of you?
The exterior hangar bay door.
There's a ship stuck in it. Like, you literally see how the back of his ship backs up and docks? So it's open, and it's...
All right. Engage docking bay locking mechanism. I want to stop this ship from digging
off. It already
off.
Is locked. It's locked in place.
Perfect. Do not let it unlock.
Oh, so you want to disable the locking mechanism so it stays stuck.
Yep.
Okay. Well, first you've hacked in, so next round we'll talk about you, you know, fishing around in there and getting stuff going.
Fantastic.
Round 11.
Mission accomplished. Moving on.
I've determined that everything as it was when I got here. Poser.
Alrighty. Seeing Vibesh hop on the ramp, I'm going to double move to get right up behind him.
Okay.
So I'm at the base of the ramp, two squares behind Vibesh.
Can you double move and still keep your defenses up?
No, I cannot.
Okay, so you're kind of in the open.
Yeah.
May I make a suggestion?
Yes.
If you go to the top corner of the ramp, it gives you cover, and then you just kind of climb onto the edge because it's on an angle, but at least you'd have cover.
Then let's go with that.
Right.
Thank you.
Which reminds me, Besh, can I have a jump check, please? Because you're going to run right into that and have to stop. It's not a flat ramp. It's a big ramp, a big fat slug ramp on an angle. So you'd literally have to like, because you talked about jumping, and then I forgot to like, let's have that jump, right? Well, even if he fails.
25.
Just flying through the air, lands behind the pile on the side of the room. Whoop, I overshot. Nope, no, you're fine. Okay. Right where you want to be. Does the cool, like, one knee down, punch down, stick the landing, awesome, you know.
The Tony Jaa tuck in and go and do the flying leap, small circle
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, yeah. Just lands. Okay, and Poser, you've tucked up in there. Don't say yes. I'm not nice to Mr. Willems, ever. My job to be neutral, and, you know, if I see something that... Well, I'm concerned about the way the map looks. So basically what I'm saying is, did you know this ramp's on an angle and that would offer cover and then you'd choose to go there? That's probably what I should have said. Anyway, y'all done there, Poser?
Yes.
Awesome. Spectra is continuing to hack and slash and slash and hack. But hey, at least she's keeping a couple stormtroopers busy because they could have run in, flanked. They could have caused a lot of trouble for our guys in the melee world. 12 and an 8. Not quite. Maybe she should have gave her half up front. The bad guys. Well... of course, we're going to shoot some people, but I'm getting tired of virtual dice. It's time to bring out my Stormtrooper dice. 16.
AKA the loaded ones.
No, these are brand new. I bought for the show like last night. I got a black one. I got like a...
16 doesn't hit if you're shooting at Spectra.
No. Okay. Unconscious. Dead. Unconscious. And Darg is doing what he's doing, but I've got one guy. So he runs forward to the engine cowl. And he's like a square back from it, using it as cover. Leans out. And funny enough, because of the height difference, like if Besh was in the middle or on the front edge of that wide platform, I'd say he has no cover. But because he's on the back half, both Besh and Poser have cover, which sucks for me. But, ooh, here we go. 18 plus 5, 23. What's your thing with soft cover, like the 5 cover?
Which one of us?
Besh. Because he's in front. Actually, are there two grades of cover in this, or is it just all in?
There's three.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Five, yeah, 10,
yeah.
In total.
Yeah, he's got 5 from the height and the crouch. That's all I can give him.
So, I still have enough.
Oh, miss. Are you glad you like
sturdy?
Yeah.
Vibesh.
All right, that is me. Merrick, you're up. Gilligar, you're on deck.
Also right where Hall is paying you the bucks.
Yeah.
Yes. Merrick, you're on deck. Gilligar. Now, you see Gilligar, he's in front of you. You see Gilligar get up and he's peeking around. There's a trooper past Gilligar in the crates on the left behind the 175, engaging somebody in a doorway. Probably the mercenary that you called, an old buddy. But we'll get into that another time. Way at the other end of the room, against Darga's ship, there's a guy peeking out behind a crap ton of cover from your perspective, shooting at Besh and Poser that look like they're making a move on the yacht itself. The entire right side of the room has been magically, mystically cleared of 4 pilots, possibly from those two. Wow. Give them a pay bonus. What do you want to do, Merrick?
Running. How far does that get you?
3 times move.
3 times?
Let's ask Joe, our new running expert, our new jogging man.
Yep, that's what it was. Yep. 3 times move.
So 18 squares, buddy.
Or 12. All right. I'd like to make it towards the pile of crates here in the center and just kind of hunk up on them.
Okay, yep. Straight in.
Yeah, kind of right there.
Yep. Peeking around, so you're on the kind of corner of the edge, but this way you have free range on everything that's like on the left. Cover from there's like a
I'm trying to take a knee behind and try to get the best cover bonus I can get from it.
Yep. Oh yeah, no, I got you. And anything left from you?
A full run I imagine would be my whole turn.
Do you need a run to get there? Like, are you that far out? You want to?
I have heavy armor, which makes my movement 4.
Oh, you do not have 18. You have 12.
I have 12. Oh. Which 12 will get me here.
I wonder if he always just like walk over, like he just wanders over to the closest cover and just stays there all day. I forgot about that.
There are consequences to my actions, turns out.
Yep. You know,
the reason we keep that jetpack fuel.
You know, that Wookiee hair is like never going to come out of the inside of that armor, I'm just telling you. Okay, Merrick, you're done, sir?
That's me.
Okay, Gilligar, there is combat on your left. There are our side have cleared the right and are moving forward, and it looks like they're trying to take the ship. Straight ahead, way at the end, you've got an open shot on a pilot that's harassing the guys on foot, or you've got a stormtrooper on the left, or there are six slightly used hut infested Z95s ripe for the taking. Because let's talk about the real reason you came running down that hallway. Remember those side games we were talking about, right?
Yeah, I need to get out of here.
True, but again, there's also, you know, the moral compass of like you were downed and they, you know, they covered your butt. Anyway, I'm just putting that slight thought in your head. So, what do you want to do, sir?
See this ship right here.
If you click your mouse pad, you can actually ping
this one right here.
Okay.
This over to my left.
Yep. This one.
Yeah, that one right there.
Yep.
I want to run like hell over there.
Okay. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Yeah. Sure. 12 will put you, like 12 will put you inside here, or did you want to like get to a wing and take cover against the stormtrooper? You want to go to the nose and try and take cover against what's going on in the north? What are we looking at here?
I'd like to try to assess the situation and take the best cover from everything as I can.
Oh, as in like full cover?
Full cover as best I can from everything without
climbing in the ship. I was gonna say it just happens to be right at the cockpit. There's a ladder right there. I'm not implying anything, but tucked in the V of the wing, you know, all the way up the fuselage and in the tight of the wing, that is the best cover from, you know, three sides.
Do I have enough to climb in the cockpit?
You have movement left over that you can start climbing in. You'll be up the ladder and like literally about like a leg in. Because if you started back here, you've got two to go forward, and then it's for the diagonal, it's 4, 6, 8, 10 puts you at the ladder, and you've got two left. So yeah, one up the ladder, and yeah, you're in if you want.
Yeah, let's do it. I want to climb in.
Okay. Climbs into the cockpit. Vabish.
All right. Quick little comment on us.
Yep.
The hut dead or alive? No response? In a go.
Over the comms, you hear Rahal. Alive, preferably, but do what you got to do.
Have you guys briefed, like, I know you haven't talked to Gilligar, but you've had Besh as like a little personal bodyguard. Have you laid
He's
out
been
any...
around, but I haven't directly said, this is the plan, this is what we're doing.
The Sarlacc Project, we're hunting him down. He knows you're hunting
right,
him.
Yeah, no, I have never done that,
right,
no.
Okay.
Nope.
So hence he's asking, okay.
Yeah.
So, yep, alive, everybody preferably, else was... but you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah. Okay.
I will enter.
Enter the ship. So you.
I would move, but there's no move to.
No, I know. So... thinking of how big that ship is, like I said, it will. If you take full movement, right, you're going to get stopped by a couch, but you could jump it and get to the stairs.
Do it.
Not sure. Why not?
Another run and jump.
Run and jump.
Or the ladder, is it, where that goes up, you know, whatever's inside this thing. Okay, so Darga is off map. Besh is off map. Can I have a jump check, please? Jump the Devon. Sure. The big gross. 22.
And 22.
Oh, yeah. These private moments that, you know.
Yeah, nobody's seeing all this.
Yeah. Well, somebody might see it. As you're jumping the couch, right, you turn and you make eye contact with a very battered-looking protocol droid. And as you go by, it says, "Oh, Daga, it's not taking audience at this time!" And you go sailing past it and the couch and land at the bottom of the ladder. And that's you. Now, why he's, like, in a corner, like, slumped... instead of, like, you know, helping. Not sure. Rahal, what do you want to do?
Clickety-clack-clack, clickety-clack-clack. Trying to do what I can to keep the...
Oh, right. So you want to disengage the lock and clamp mechanism so that it just stays locked. Like, shut it off so it can't be...
unlocked remotely by the pilot. I want to keep that ship in place. That's my priority.
Yep. Go ahead.
All right. Come on, Lucky Dice. Don't fail me now. Got a pretty good modifier on this. I'm plus 11, so... No, 22.
22.
Now force.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to want 25 at least. These need to be, you know...
27.
Okay. You start disengaging some of the clamps. So...
just takes one.
Yeah, destroy the ship or, like, rip it out. Rip it apart.
As soon as, like, I'll continue at this action until I'm sure that that ship ain't going nowhere.
Okay. 12. So you are completely absorbed. Unless somebody calls you on the call.
Yeah. No. And like I said, but, you know, the couple rounds previous, as soon as I got up, I called R4. Get down here. I need your help.
Yeah, but like I said before, like, where everybody is scattered, you know, it's they're not going to show up in, like, 12 seconds, dude.
Nope. No, but I just,
yeah, yeah,
you know.
Get them on their way. I got you. Poser, round 12.
Round 12.
Yep, the bug left you to deal with the pilot shooting at you.
Okay. Well, I'll quickly reach out on comms. Merrick, do you have this guy?
I have your back, Poser.
And then I will make a climb check. First off, to get up the ramp is a move action. Natural 20 for a 24.
Yep.
I'm so frustrated at that. It's a waste of a natural 20. Anyway, got up the ramp in a move action.
Yeah, but you did it with flair.
Yeah, I guess.
You had the one hand pull up.
Parkour.
I mean, yeah, I do have X in the other hand. So, yeah.
Plants his cone forehead, and then the back legs come flipping over. Sorry, we got to give the roll 20 at Stu, everyone. That's what, you know. Okay, so as we're all imagining you joining the circus instead of the band.
And then second move action, rush into the ship.
Okay. With the movement you have left, you find yourself in the middle of the room, and ahead of you is the couch. To your left, slumped against the wall, battered and kind of broken, is that protocol droid, and it's yelling at Vibesh, who is already at, like, some kind of ladder way across the front of the ship. And as I described before, this place is opulent but gross, disgusting, messy, you know, hut lived in.
Yeah.
Former tenant.
Yeah, like, if you've ever been to a club after, like, Mardi Gras and the floor is all sticky and...
You need snowshoes to go.
Yeah,
oh, I am aware of exactly.
Yeah, that's
what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, like, even the droid has got a couple of, like, beads around its necks, and it's holding, like, it's zapping, and it's holding up a beads towards you, Poser, and it's like, shot us here! And it's Spectra's turn.
She's going to continue the Haggy Slashy.
All right.
Because that's what she's paid for. Oh, 13.
No.
Hello.
No. Just like, we're very well armored, stormtroopers. Yeah. Sorry.
With Master 3000.
Bad guys.
I mean, if you're gonna use a melee weapon, maybe strength is a stat you should invest in.
Natural 20. I shoot her in the face. In the face. Here comes the damage. Hey, I didn't build this character.
That's just comma.
17 points.
Holy crap.
To Spectra. And,
she ain't happy about this, though. Wow, that was so close to hitting her threshold.
You guys are like, escaping onto the ship, so the pilot's going to come forward. Oh, no. Crap. No, the guy on the ship's more important than the guy out in the open. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The pilot goes to the other side of the ramp, tucks in, and lays right on the ramp, and Poser is exposed. But no, he's inside the ship. Never mind. So I'm going to try and get in the ship and help. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Climb and go in. Do some climbing. Climbing. 13 plus. Yeah, okay, I'm good. So yeah, the pilot is, you know, comes in behind Poser.
With less flair.
Yes, but he's got a gun on him, you know. It's like you're in an office space. It's barely 5-10 feet. He's like two squares away from your Poser. And he's like,
yeah, but still, oh no, still what am I going to do?
Anyway, the Jedi had a vibro axe. You got a mental image, this dude like running up to the edge and then like planting the cone, flipping over, vibro axe in hand, you know, strums that idle chord.
Right. He, as a swift action, pulls his helmet and you see a member of the Zabrak race. Small horns protruding in a crown around his brownish tattooed face and skin. And he just snarls at you, holding the gun far enough. Merrick, damn it, they all ran away.
For the Star Wars lay people, the Zabrak are Darth Maul.
Yes, only Darth Maul has, like, serious, like, red and black tats. Their actual natural skin color, a whole bunch of beiges and light browns and stuff.
Yes, Sith herpes.
Merrick, you're up. Gilligar, you're on deck. What do you want to do, Merrick?
Poser, Tango has followed you into the ship.
Yeah, I kind of noticed.
Very good. I will work to secure the hangar. So there's stormtrooper over there. There's a gate. Is the tailgate closed for the...
Nope.
No?
Nope, it's just steep.
Oh, okay.
So, like, they've gone up into the ship and kind of disappeared.
Oh, okay. In that case, moving right along. Oh, what was it? Yes, here we are. I would like to run towards the cruise. It looks like I can get to the edge.
Front edge, yeah.
And I will...
So you run to the crate, you tuck in, and hop, and everyone's gone. You go running up. Hop, 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 hop.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Love it.
at the top of the ramp, just inside, so you see like the upper torso of the back of the Zabrak, if not maybe head and shoulders, but you see him. I have a lot of cover, but you see him.
Very good.
But you're done. Ramagiligar. Oh, it's a Z95. Oh, yeah. This is the most widespread starfighter in the galaxy right now. Now, this is 3 months after Clone Wars. You have to think of Clone Wars.
Oh, dude, it's the most widespread starfighter, like, for eras.
Yeah, yeah.
Not just, like, right now.
Well, but we're in the present. Giligar, for right now. He doesn't know about the future. We don't know. No, fair point, though. Like, it does, like, if you check your lore all the way into Legacy, it's like, it is the ship. Like, fun fact, it will in future become the X-Wing. But for right now, like, it is the bomb. Let's talk about Z95s. Let's pull one up for you. This is a Z95 Headhunter, which looks a lot like an X-Wing. Notice the large sort of round cowl that is right behind the cockpit where you normally stick a droid is one of the discerning features. Starfighter, gargantuan, which means it fills a 6x6 square space, has initiative of +3. It senses, as in like its sensors, of a perception +6. It has a reflex. Now, if you think of this ship like a character, its AC or reflex defense is 14, flat foot is 12, has a fortitude defense of 26, which is a tough ship. It has a +7 armor bonus and has 120 hit points. It has damage reduction because of its armor plating of 10. It has shields that'll take 15 points of damage that'll deflect damage before it even gets to those hit points. And its own threshold is 46. This sucker is fast. Most ships are 8, 12 squares. This thing can fly 16 squares in the character scale. It flies 4 squares out in the starship square. It can travel practically 1,200 miles an hour as its sublight speed. She has triple blaster cannons. And this is what I'm not seeing. I see one on each of the wings. Where's the other one? Is it like a nose gun? Like the old Wehrmacht? Where's the third gun? Underneath, maybe? In the nose?
I have no idea.
You know the old World War II German planes? They actually had like the nose gun as well as the outside, you know? That'd be my guess. There's like probably one in the nose or underneath, including like your side classic long antennae-looking rectangular scoop like the ones that you have on the X-Wing. Anyway, triple guns on this thing that shoot by themselves at +5, or I believe, Aiden, back me on this, he's allowed to use his own gunning skill?
It's not his own gunning skill. It's just his BAB.
His base attack?
Yep.
Or you can go...
use BAB plus the vehicle's intelligence modifier, and then you have distance modifiers, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Since you're not, like, a soldier, you're, like, a scoundrel or whatever, it's BAB is probably better. You're probably best just to use the guns tracking. Has a skill crew of 1. That's you. Can cargo 85 kilos, and it's worth 80,000 credits new, 45 used. However, it is registered, like it has a registration number and like the IP signal and everything to like the Hutt Clan. There's like little Hutt Clan symbols painted on this thing. So
gonna have to fix that. Needs a paint job.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, trying to sell this thing on the market would be like trying to sell something stolen, and not your regular like, well, I stole the ship. I mean, like, a lot of fences won't touch it because it belonged to the Hutts, and they don't want that kind of, you know, trouble.
But do you realize who's trying to sell it, though?
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, you can use your connections.
It's
you got
not
connections.
A worry.
Yeah, connections. Anyway, but that's a thought for the future. Anyway, there is more to this. But for right now, that is our Z95 in a nutshell, and you are in it. Now, it is primed, prepped, and ready to go.
Good, because I want to fire it up.
They are just doing last-minute checks, so yeah. And apparently, it doesn't take much. It's like a move action, like standard action, like you just, you know, ignition.
I want to push the go button.
Yep. Turn on the repulsor lift, and that's how it does like the anti-grav, where without firing the main engines in behind, it starts lifting off the ground.
Perfect.
Yep.
Because after we lift off the ground, I want to swing around and point right at that stormtrooper behind me.
Okay.
This could get messy.
Yeah. All right. So you fire it up, and you get up in the air, and you retract the landing gear, and you're hovering.
I would like to do a full 180.
Okay.
And target that dude behind me.
All right. So this round, you get her off the ground and like you're sort of like in air flying. You know what I mean? You turn it on, you get it off the ground, you're sitting there. Next round, we'll talk about maneuvering and piling checks in a tight space. Vibesh, at the ladder.
At the ladder.
At the ladder.
Go up the ladder.
Yep. Oh, look, it's a cockpit. You see a Zabrakian pilot, a Zabrakian co-pilot. They're not wearing helmets. And Darga is nowhere to be seen. because it's not like he's going to slime his way up a ladder.
Nope.
Anyway, these guys are, you know, they've probably been given the order to go, and they're like, you know, firing everything up, blah, 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 that kind of thing. They're looking on monitors at like rear cameras or whatever, seeing if like if they can actually, you know, fire the engines, that type of thing. Anyway, and they're arguing about something, something's not working. What do you want to do?
Cool. Can they since are, I have no map, I have no idea.
The, so. the cockpit is large, but because of its proximity to the ladder, it's only a couple squares. So if you climb up, climbing is one quarter, half in this?
I do not know.
I think you should have enough movement to get up. And,
yeah,
and get,
I think it's a quarter.
Yeah, so a move to get up the ladder and like into the cockpit, and then it's like if you got something ranged or, you know, or no. Second move to like move up to them.
You can make a charge as a standard action.
Yeah. There we go.
If you've not already used other movement?
Nope. I've repeated this the last three sessions.
So you could strafe out sideways to a doorway and then charge into it.
Yes.
Cool.
Standard action, charge. Okay. As a standard action, you can move up to your speed, minimum two squares in a straight line to unobstructed terrain.
Okay.
And then make a melee attack.
They are two squares away. You really want to charge them?
Yep.
Slam the guy? Okay.
Yeah.
Give him the old slam the head into the console, like,
oh,
bam!
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. No problem. No problem. Good. I'm going to miss you, Merrick, when those buggers accidentally fire up the engines. Percentage.
Does a 17 hit?
We are flat-footed sitting in his...
You also get a plus 2 to your attack bonus and a minus 2 to your AC.
Yeah, so 19.
Yes, flat-footed is actually just 19.
Then they take 15 damage.
One of them.
Yep.
Pick one. Pilot, co-pilot.
Left.
Pilot. The guy on the left.
Okay, on the left.
Sure.
And question.
Yes.
Does 15 damage...
My threshold is 19. It does not.
So no.
However, it hurts him really badly because they got like 36 hit points, these pilots. So it's like, that's like practically half his hit points. Not quite, like hence 19. So yeah, you and he's got no helmet, right? So just slam him in the back of the head and he just forward on the controls. And it is the pilot. So I'm going to give a percentage chance that there is a mishap. I mean, we are firing engines. He could hit the guns. Who knows? I rolled 78. You're a lucky bastard, Merrick, because basically a percentage chance is up from zero. So even if I gave a 50-50 chance, no mishap yet. Nicely done, Besh. Rahal, continuing to clamp and disengage. Give me some more more computer checks.
Oh, baby. Keep them positive rolls happening. I'm digging it. 24.
Okay. Working away on it.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah. That's all I can do.
Round 13. Okay. You know what? Let me just pull up this. I guess this is, you know, use your imagination inside the ship. Hoser.
Yes.
Guy behind you, two squares away with a gun on you. Can I have.
Hey, Merrick, heads up. Oh. So if you remember a couple of rounds earlier, yep. I used my telekinetic savant talent to refresh my move object force power. I did not use it yet. I'm going to use it now and shoot this guy out the back of this space yacht like a skeet.
Nice. Okay.
Like a yeet.
Yoink.
So that is a 26 versus his will defense. I assume that beats it.
You want to use it for... Yes, it beats. Okay. Okay. How far does he go?
He can move up to six squares.
Okay, well, here's the problem. Because I'm up a ramp and in a doorway, right, the top cowl is, there's like a, like the back of the ship there is open, right? So he's up in the air like four squares. So he goes flying straight back and then just drops. So, sorry, how many? Yeah. How many do I go back?
Six squares.
Yeah, so I'm like two in, so that's two to get to here. Three, four, five, six. Yeah, he literally comes flying out and then just arcs down and goes splat on the back of the tailgate near Merrick, taking how much damage?
Six die, 6 points of damage.
Let's have it.
That is 18. Oh,
this guy, savage. This guy is totally
he's
fresh.
A smear.
Is fresh. He's not been hit in this combat at all. Takes.
Well, he's just still a smear now.
No. He hits the ground heavy and groans, but there's. Stuff left over of you.
That's okay.
That's called the will to live.
Yeah. I get up. All right.
So standard and then move. I'm going to jump the couch.
Okay. So you look over behind you, say for free, push with the force. He goes flying back and then start heading forward.
Yep.
Okay. You get halfway to the couch. A jump of six.
Yep.
And then you kind of see movement and it distracts you and you go to leap the couch and it's like the couch goes flying up in the air. Like there's like a secret compartment, like not I was under the couch, but they're like literally as a floor panel under the couch, right? The entire couch and this large panel goes flying up in the air, flips like on a hinge and comes, you know, flying up, causing you to like blow it. And like waiting is a ready to action, you know, out pops Darga.
Oh,
yes. And he propels himself body mass towards you for an unarmed strike using his girth as opposed to his flying little, you know, Tyrannosaurus Rex arms.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Duke it out with the slug. In this corner, 17 plus 6 is 23.
Yeah, that
Dark of the Hut
connects.
hey, if Leia did it, I got faith in Poser.
Does 1d6 plus 6 points of damage because of his strength, which is awesome. I really didn't think this would be like a slugfest ship. You guys never disappoint.
Oh, dad joke!
11 points of damage. What are you going to do? It's Spectra's turn. And Spectra, I'm aware the ship is taking off, but it's not, I don't know what's going to turn around and shoot. It's just, it looks like, you know, he's running for it. So, Spectra, continuing her antics with the vibro blade, gives us the old 1-2. 14?
Does Spectra have force?
Yeah.
She's going to burn a force point because she pisses and she's not hitting things.
Makes sense to me.
Come on, baby.
2. 16. Just enough to get him.
Oh, yes.
But he takes 7 points of damage and she opens him up. Right? Slice. Right? Down he goes. And the field is clear. So, Merrick, over the comms, right? The mercenary that you called?
Yeah.
Okay. Has, you know, caught up with the stormtroopers, did what she could, took down 2 of them, right? And you guys have things in hand.
The favor that we had owed.
That kind of thing. But I'm just saying, like, if you want her to stay and continue with Darga, whatever, if you think you need more help, then, you know, stay, play, and pay. If not...
Seal that passage and then leave, please.
Okay. Sorry. She also warns you that there's, like, there's more coming. So I can, you know, I'm going to...
Seal multiple entrances, please.
I'm going to draw them away so you don't get more company. And she bails. The mysterious mercenary scout. Vibroblade wielding iron character NPC / future cameo, possibly. Known as Spectra. Just does a quick flash dance, flash in the pan, and is gone. And perhaps we'll see more of her later. Which brings us to... This brings us to Merrick. Oh, wait a minute. Other bad guys. Sorry. Or I should say all the bad guys. Zabrak guy gets up as a move action. And I know I'm out here where there's gunfire and stuff. Turn sees you.
I would not do such things if I were you.
Right. Anyway, percentage chance that since he went flying and like really did not like, it's not that I went flying back and let go of my gun. He was taken by such surprise that this guy just threw me in the air like by doing nothing. That I'm going to give this guy an actual percentage chance that he drops his gun. 90. No, he somehow managed to hold on to his pistol and he shoots at you with it, Merrick.
Of course he does.
With a 4. No, that's not going to hit nothing. I think that's all the bad guys on the field. Darga's already done his thing, right? Oh, right. The Zabrakian guys, right? So there's Vibesh. Hi! Slams one guy that's recovering, right? The co-pilot draws a weapon in front of... Now, using a pistol doesn't provoke, but drawing any kind of weapon should.
Yes.
So dude goes for his gun in front of you, Besh. Besh, little bug tears. He's so waited for this day where people finally provoke in front of him.
Does a 16 hit
Do you want to use a force point? You are within range.
I don't know. Let me see. Eh, why not? I have 8 of them.
Your time to shine.
Because we all literally just leveled.
Yes, and I got one.
Woo!
Yeah. 1.
What level are you guys at?
17. Does a 17 hit?
17?
No,
not 17. We are level 6.
Thank you.
But you're not, because you were gambling.
What can I say?
Corey is... We're renting Corey from the Starfinder pod and the World of Roltram pod. He's doing a cameo, gentlemen. I mean, Joe was a cameo forever before he... Anyway, 16, 1, 17. 17. Flat-footed, ours is 19, so no. He goes for his gun. You go to punch. Well, he saw what you did, and he, you know, dodges... And pulls out the gun and tries to take a shot. But you know what? Shooting in a cockpit is a bad idea. No, actually, you're right here. like you're honest, I could try to like push the gun against your carapace kind of thing. So hopefully I'm not going to like hurt the cockpit. Dargo would kill us anyway. 16 plus 5 is 21, sir.
No.
So close. 21. I think that's all my baddies. Merrick, you are up. Gilligar, you are on deck.
Okay. I auto-fire the guy in front of me. This is apparently what we're come to. Pew, 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 pew.
Just spray the guy.
Yeah.
Takes one shot at you and you look at him.
13 to hit.
No.
So that would be 19 total damage. Half that. So 9 points of damage.
Now, this is very overpowered. But might I add, okay, holding those same rolls, attack of 13. If you'd taken a single shot, what would we have for a result?
Plus 5. Oh, sorry. No, plus 4.
So that would be 17, right? And if you had rolled a force point to possibly hit him, you might have been able to drop him. I know it's a bit of a stretch, but like there is that, you know, like the spray and pray isn't the only option. Like he's going for the guaranteed half damage, but he's also giving up the fact that every time that Merrick doesn't just like take a shot and could possibly drop him like a regular character burning the force point, the bad guys can shoot back the second round because he's slowly chewing, you know, so Merrick's going for the grind. Because
it also takes an action to switch the gun between automatic and single fire mode.
Oh, yeah. But what I'm saying is, like, some were saying, like, oh, this is overpowered. It's like, well, he's just slowly grinding them and wiping them down. If he just went, you're done, you're done, you're done. You know what I mean? Like, it, you know, like, there is some kind of sacrifice here with the auto fire as opposed to...
Totally true. Because, like, the single fire blaster shots typically are hitting about twice the damage he's doing, even with the auto fire.
But he is also, if he can get more than two people... Like when we get three or four, then it's totally worth it, right? Because he's just spraying, chewing up.
Personally, I think it's totally worth having an attack that always does damage.
Yeah, really.
Even if it's just against one person. Yeah. I wholly support this tactic.
Anyway, Owl.
It's space magic missile.
You spray him and he, yeah, really. You spray him and he's still standing, taking up, you know, dancing around, goes flipping one way.
Walk away, no. And I walk up the ramp.
Okay, so you spray him and then you just head up.
And I look and I stare at him.
2, 3, 4 does put you up there. Okay.
Yep.
Oh, just like in Saving Private Ryan, there's the guy with his hand on the gun, and the German just comes down the stairs looking at him. And the guy just takes his hand off the gun and just looks at him like,
hey, "This is your last warning. I've warned you twice now. You will heed my warning, or you will die now. Your choice."
You go past him, and he's about to turn his gun, and then he like sees the mess that is the hangar bay and rethinks his life. We'll see what he does on his turn. Gilligar, can I have a piloting check, please?
A piloting check. And your skill. A natural 20 for a skill of with a bonus of 10, so I have a 30.
All up. Okay, I know you're visualizing this in your head.
I got a 13 and a double roll of a 19. So do I get to pick which one I want?
No, first one, 13.
No, you don't.
Okay, so anyway, at low speed, hovering a craft is a basic maneuver, and you're just going to turn around 180, right? Yeah, so there's yeah, a lot is assumed that you can make basic piloting stuff. You could even take 10
if you are trained.
Not,
yeah, it's like you can drive a car. You're licensed to drive.
Are you trained in piloting, Corey?
He is. Yes. Yeah. I checked that.
Wait, Matt, real quickly, where explicitly is it stating that you have to be trained in piloting for that?
You just, if you need to make a piloting check every round, you're the pilot of a vehicle.
Hold on, it does actually say. It does make the explicit, because you can't just, if you aren't trained in piloting, you can't just jump behind the controls of any vehicle and assume control. So without being trained, you have to take a role to do it. The role to see if you can do it is not crazy.
Right. And if you're trained, it's like you get your basic stuff. So hang on. Putting a pin in this conversation, because trust me, the next couple episodes, we're going to be digging this deep. Anyway, 13, I'm satisfied. There's nothing jumping out of my brain that's completely negative. So you spin this sucker 180, and you see an open door, two down stormtroopers, and a mysterious figure in the doorway, like one hand up like she's about to hit the door.
Do I know anything about this mysterious figure? Do I recognize her?
Nope, but you know what you do see? Down the hallway, running up, are troopers.
Way down the hallway?
Far enough that you can see. Besides, this is a starfighter ship. It's got, like, serious range.
Hmm.
Okay, so the actual, like, lingo is, basic operation of a vehicle does not require a skill check or special training, but performing evasive occult stunts does.
Yeah. I take it. He's like low to the ground in a hangar bay during a fight. It may not be a credibly hard DC, but you know, here's the roll. So, anyway, give me a force point. Let's juice this 13 up a bit so I don't get spammed with a bunch of mail.
Okay, so what do I do? Just
roll a D6? Roll a D6.
Not very much. I got a
3. That's 16. 3. Yeah, well, 15 is your basic hard-ish maneuver.
Okay, so, yes, DC 15, when operating a flying vehicle, you can make a pilot check as a standard action to engage in a dogfight. So before you can even, like, hey, I want to, you know, he can't even target somebody unless he makes that 15D pilot's check.
So I got a, 13 plus the force point makes for a 16.
So,
correct?
Yeah, so you're good. You turn like so, this is just flying, okay? So you've turned the sucker 180 and you've strafed, you let it hover and glide down a little bit, so you're lined up with the door, and this is what you see. And that's two actions. One swift to get a bearing on targets, and one you're maneuvering the ship. You have an action left.
So asking for some recommendations from my fellow people here, what's the chance I can target and
you can talk to them on the comms. Troopers.
So let's do that. So we're going to reach out. Hey, guys, I got this ship turned around, and I see troopers coming down the hall. Do I make an attempt and blow them out of the way, or what do you want me to do here?
At the panel hall, you can actually see, like, you're in cover, but if you lean back, like, the doorway is wide enough. You can see him. He's got the ship up and turned down the hallway, pointing at...
If it's Imperials, let it fly, buddy. Otherwise, hold your position.
Okay.
If that yacht tries to make its way out of the hangar bay, shoot it down.
See what? Hey, we ain't shooting a yacht. I want a yacht. They were just trying to cover our ass here, boys and girls. All right.
So auto fire, you want to spray the hallway?
Damn straight. Let's do it.
All right. So the attack bonus with these guns is +5. Auto fire is +0. So now there's what's your base attack bonus for your character? I believe is like 3 or 4. So you're still better off going with that.
Okay, yeah, I like that idea. Let's not do the auto fire because I don't want zero bonus.
Yeah, but if you take a single shot, it just like up the hallway. Like I said, you want to auto fire, you're spraying them just like Merrick.
No, yeah, we want to auto fire. We're going to take the chance.
Okay. So he just starts lighting up the hallway. Nice. Roll a raw D20, sir.
A raw D20. And yep. Get them right here with a D. Oh, that's kind of crappy. I got a 5.
Okay.
But I'm special, so that makes it a 25.
Anyway, suppressive fire. He just starts shooting wildly down the hallway. The figure just freaking tumbles out of the way, like he takes full cover on the wall, and the troopers all start taking knees, and you know, and just the hallway just starts lighting up with large red blaster bolts and scrambles them. It certainly stops their advance, I'll tell you that, Gilligar. So in a way, mission accomplished. Vabesh.
It's auto fire, man. They should take half damage.
Oh, that's true.
Ooh, half damage. I'll take it.
Okay.
I'll take quarter damage if I have to.
That's right. I'm thinking of ship scale stuff. So damage on this sucker for your guns. Damage for the guns is roll for us.
3d10.
Yeah.
Roll 3d10 and then multiply the result by 2.
Yep.
Ooh. So we got a 17 times a 2 makes 34.
In half. 16?
I mean, in half.
That's full damage, right?
Hey, No. We make our own rules here. Double damage.
Yeah, if you hit, but you missed, so it's in half again. So 34.
Oh, come on.
34 in half.
17.
17 points. Okay. So Spectra takes 17. The troopers take 17, and they're 10 hit point him buddies. So you actually, like, wipe out the first half dozen of guys. The first wave of them. And you also shoot Spectre.
That's bad.
Yep. Matt, I will be taking control of Spectre now. Not happy.
Fair enough.
Vibesh.
All right. I will spend 2 swift actions to mighty swing on the pilot. Not the co-pilot.
Okay.
The one that already hit.
Yep.
So does a 20 hit him?
Yes.
For 27 damage.
Ooh. Ooh my.
And I probably think that beats threshold.
Yep. No,
he goes down 2.
He goes down hard, and once again, slamming the good old front of the console, and out come the percentage dice. Dun, 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 because they just don't build, you know, space like they used to. With an 83. Oh, you're so lucky. No mishap today. And this guy, well, you know, little red X. He doesn't. Yay. He stops moving, I'll tell you that.
I hope so.
Rahal. Yeah, Rahal, you're getting rusty, right? The universe has got much.
All right, so... Has my computer use been successful to keeping the the locking gauge?
Well, you said you've got one clamp disengaged and you were working on the second. Didn't quite get it with that roll.
Okay.
Until Gilligar interrupted your train of thought.
Well, I'll keep at it.
Okay. More computer, please.
22, I'll force
it's
point
the, that. It's the cool thing about slicing, because you kind of get to cheat going, well, I'll just do this and ha-ha, right? But then again, it's like, well, you got to stay there and, you know.
So 23.
I mean, if we were on the ship, we could counter. Like, we are hooked up to the station for all kinds of... We would, like, you know, try to undo your work, but we're busy fighting a crazy bug in the cockpit, so...
Kova Bash. That's why you get the big bucks, brother.
Yeah.
Sorry, what'd you get?
23.
Close. Round 14. This is epic. Poser, a giant hut blocks the ladder. What do you do?
Giant hut blocks the ladder? I'm not happy about this. I don't like having a big hut pretty much body slamming me.
My glorious Jabba has emerged! And he just laughs at you, mocking. Gives you the...
I've asked you multiple times to stand down. You're going to. I'm sorry.
You've ruined everything, boy.
Come on.
So I'm going to pop a destiny point.
Ooh.
I'm going to use it to automatically crit with my vibro axe.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, no. Like, seriously, I've been waiting so long for some serious damage to come out of somebody getting whacked in the face with a guitar.
Okay, well, let him roll.
I'm so excited for this.
Okay, man.
Oh, of course, I got a 19 on the dice. The one time I actually roll well for my melee attack, I don't need it. But
who cares?
Anyway.
It's the flavor. I'm just like, oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Darga just body slams me, body checks me.
Yeah.
I reel back, strum two notes, flip it around, and just chop straight down on his neck for a total of 30 points of damage.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Damn.
So many flaps, okay? You bury the axe deep, and he reels like a weeble wobble on the spot, but does not go down. He looks really...
Did it pass his threshold? Really, did it knock him down there?
Really pissed. Yes. My threshold is 30, exactly.
God. Poser, I love you.
He's at -1 to do everything.
Yep.
Didn't his condition earlier?
He should be at -2.
Why?
Unless if he spent... Because round one... I used a depth negotiator to drop him down the track, and I got a really hot roll.
What did you get?
So unless he spent swift actions.
He did smash him down the track.
Yeah, remember he was just sitting there half the time, not using his orders, taking like single shots? Basically, it was like two swifts and a shot. Two swifts. I had him like looking like an idiot, but he's kind of like revving that up. Because like on
no,
like,
and that's totally fair.
Dude, now that we're right into it, and you got to know, okay, dude's will is 26, and it's 31 versus the force. Like, this is not somebody you want to mess with up close.
Yeah, why do you think I popped a destiny?
Yeah.
Just to
how
hit
many
this
of those
guy?
You got left? You just got.
I got one left.
You just got one back from leveling, and now.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
So I popped one immediately, and that was fighting defensively. So
okay,
yeah, +5 to my reflex. Again.
I don't remember anything about fighting defensively. I remember Destiny Point strum two notes, which is like a swift, and then no defensive in there.
Yeah, it was an automatic hit anyway, so it doesn't matter what my attack is.
Yeah, you didn't say your defensive part just snuck in there at the end. I'm not taking that.
All right, fine.
Nice try.
Okay, then I will use a move action to withdraw 3 squares back.
You can't withdraw after attacking.
Promote. Yes, you can.
No, you got to do nothing else but withdraw. You can't attack and then withdraw. Withdrawing is that freebie off.
Ooh.
So one of those, if a character takes another action, you know, just, otherwise everybody would do that. Everyone would
If he was in melee range to start his action, he can totally take.
Yeah, but he attacked me. Withdrawing is about a defensive move.
Sweet. Good. He has the action economy to do that.
Yes, but in all other systems, and like I said, unless you can pull up out of this system.
Can I read off the entry, please? Okay. You can withdraw from combat as a move action. To withdraw, the first 1 square of your movement must take you out of your opponent's threatened square or threatened area by the shortest possible route. If you must move more than 1 square to escape a threatened area, you can't withdraw. You can move normally, take a move action in order to escape an opponent, but you provoke an attack of opportunity when doing so. Once you clear the threatened area, you may continue to move up to a total of half your speed. You can disengage from more than one opponent in the same action, but only if you clear all threatened areas in your first square of movement.
Right.
Disengaging protects you from attacks of opportunities during your first square of movement, but you may provoke attacks of opportunity later in your turn.
Right.
For example, you may move through another character's threatened area.
Right. Disengaging. You didn't disengage this round. You attacked me this round.
Totally did.
I can attack and then disengage.
Yeah, you totally can. No, I'm sorry, man.
No, not happening. No, every other system, when you withdraw, that's the only thing you can do.
This isn't every other system. This is Saga.
It's Star Wars.
Yeah, so it's the Saga.
It's a movement action.
We read the book. Guys, GM, thank you. You've read, you've quoted, it's picked it up. This is my interpretation. We're moving on. Yeah.
His interpretation is fuck you.
No.
And that's
do you
want to
spend the next hour talking about all the other systems and how it's vague and the errata? No. Sorry.
If you're pulling the GM card, that's fine.
No.
You just got to.
It's my job.
Why you got to be so mean?
It's my job to arbitrate the rules, especially when they're vague. And the way this is playing out,
move into terrain.
May
attack.
I finish? I'll let you guys have your go. Okay. No, you say all you want. Not happening. Disengage. He did not disengage this round. If you want to disengage next round, fine. And all the squares and whatever. But the guy, you don't walk up and attack because everyone would do that. Everyone would just walk up.
He didn't walk up and attack. Dude popped up beside him.
Yes.
And he hit him.
And it's Poser's turn.
Whack-a-mole.
He started with an attack. There's not even a 5 foot step in this. You have to do
it. But it doesn't say as a full round action. It says as a movement action.
Moving on. Like, I got no problem pausing the recording.
I certainly hope the people on YouTube bitch you out for this hardcore, Jeff, because you're wrong. But anyways.
Every other system.
GM rules.
Every other system.
Yep. It was 10 minutes. All good.
Yeah, 10 minutes. So we
all
did find after intense negotiation, right? So my point about the other systems were, to be fair, you know, you've got to do something. And you
every other system has.
Mr. Witt, if you please. I got to get a conch stick. They have something that is a restriction, which I believe compensates for, like, the other rules. Once you've cleared the threatened area, you may continue to move up to a total of half your speed. And they're only letting you take that one square, as they said, as Poser said, right? But you're only getting half your speed, and that is the restriction, right? Just to attack and then just run off your speed didn't seem to be balanced to me, so I was going off the other rules or whatever. But digging in here, half of your speed movement, I don't like it, but I see it now, and yeah. Poser, you can totally back up as long as it's three squares. Now, you said you backed up three squares, but we weren't thinking in half movement, and that's what, you know, getting set off.
Yeah.
So.
And my apologies on not making that clear.
No. What I think we need to do is possibly engage one-on-one. Let two people hash it out, like, because everyone chimes in so quickly, and it's just, you know, batting away some back and forth. But again, I'm just as guilty, okay? Like, I have read these books, but on top of tons of other things, and I think the rule lawyer thing works because our motto is rules as written or whatever, but like at the end of the day, and not like 5 minutes of arguing, 1, 2, 3, you know, my ruling. Now, if we hadn't have stopped, it would have been a session or two before we found this or before I'd found this and actually changed my ruling later on going, oh, we dug in more. Cause we always do that.
Right? Oh, I was talking about that with my piz. I was like, oh, we stopped doing the live show and it's been so much better.
Yeah.
I think the end product is better when live.
Yeah. Well, we can pause. And like I said, so that, the audience doesn't have to suffer like certain stuff. Anyway, my point is the give and take, like when you're doing a show, right, usually, and this is right in the rules, like, you know, don't spend all day digging, go with whatever with the GM, everyone states your case and move forward, which is what I was trying to do. Cause like I said, I wasn't trying to set a precedent, you know, how many times we've screwed up the same rule over and over. The fans are coming back going, you guys should know this shit by now. Anyway, apologies if the listeners think we're getting too riled up. Yeah. You know, we get riled up, but I gotta say it's extremely rare and there's no hard feelings.
I can't think of it all.
Yeah. Oh, there was the Yumi.
There's been at least two
this
others.
Season.
There's been at least
this
two
season.
Others.
Got into it. Anyway, half your speed. That's the compensation. So, not feeling the need to mod a broken system using my GMly power or whatever, I can see that there is a give and take. So, Poser, as long as you back up no more than three squares,
yep,
you're good. And moving on. What were we doing? So lost.
It's the enemy's
turn order,
turn.
Man. The turn order.
Well, I'm on the bad guys, which has got me confused, right? So Poser, awesome with the destiny point, buries it in, takes my threshold. I'm down at -1 everything. He has a threshold of 30, and the rest of the bad guys are out in the hallway, taking cover from Gilligar, the new menace of the galaxy, which leaves us with Merrick, who is making his way up the gangplank here.
Wait, very quickly, did you get the two pilots?
Oh, right. Sorry.
Bavesh is fighting and Darga.
Right. Well, Darga had moved down the track to the end, which is kind of like just before you go.
Oh, okay.
But
gotcha.
I guess it puts him at the top of the round. But we came back around to you. It's almost like I owe Darga a turn. But you know what I'll do is I'll just have him at the end of the round waiting, which is just before you go at the top of the round, instead of inserting him like yet another attack.
Right.
Which brings us to, like you said, the pilots. One guy is out, and another guy, thank you for reminding me, Poser, 16 tries to get the gun in tight on you, Besh, and shoot with a 16.
Yeah, that's a no.
That's a no. And now we're at Merrick.
Okay. The one pilot who was on the ramp with me, who I just shot up.
Yep.
What did he do?
Oh, right. So he's, right. We were saying we'd get back to him. You said don't do it, right? And it looks like he's turning to maybe do something. And his gaze sweeps, you know, seeing like the carnage. And there is that one proverbial guy that's like, I don't really like it when characters corner somebody. And they're like, Morale check DM. No, that's the DM's problem. There's scripts or whatever. But there is a situation where like this guy is isolated. You guys are moving on. The boss isn't looking. This, I think, is an awesome chance. A decent, intimidation. Persuasion check will go off of that from Merrick. Give me an persuasion roll, which works as intimidation in this, to convince me to rethink my life choice.
Sure. 4, natural 1.
Okay, sorry. No, it's your fault. I'm still shooting. He tries to shoot you in the back. He looks around, but then he just gets... He goes from, oh my god, this place is wiped out, to, oh, you killed Harry and Sally and Frank and Morgan and Zachary, because Zabrak's... Yeah. There's always a Zachary in the Zabrak. It's just a thing.
Is this that Zachary?
Zachary died. I liked him. I was fond of him. 24 in the back, sir.
In the back, damage. AC of 23.
Oh, he hits. With my little pistol. Well, regular blaster pistol. Shoots you in the back with 8 points. Doesn't do a lot. Just kind of like the armor absorbs most of it. Ping! And it's Merrick's go.
You have every chance. All right.
Just turn around. You don't even see it. You just see all the fire, like all the blaster fire coming down the ramp at him.
Yeah.
You imagine somebody watching this on security cam, like R4. And there's like the ship kind of hovering, shooting up a hallway, and there's all this stuff going on with Merrick. That's hilarious. The wing guard is freaking out.
Look at these people.
12 attack total, but so we know that doesn't hit him. Mm. So total damage was 17. So 8 total damage.
Right. So 16 and a half is 8, and then the plus 1 for point blank is actually 9.
Okay.
You take it after. Last time it just seemed like the same math, but this was my point in the last argument, is like, you take your damage in half, 16 and a half is 8, then you add your point blank, you get the 9, which is exactly what I had left. You sprayed him just enough to make him go down. Zach's over there. Cody goes down.
I'm coming for you, Zach. I'm coming for you.
Are you done, sir?
Then I'll move up the ramp.
Okay.
My 4 squares.
Yep. Onto the deck.
And then that's my...
And name. You're at the top of the ramp looking into the room, and you see all this stuff going down. You see Poser jumping back. 1, 2, 3, almost 4. And Garga and the droid are like, and they look up. And Poser stops for an official withdrawal. They smile and nod. Gilligar, you are up, sir. Besh, you are on deck. Gilligar, what do you want to do?
Oh, we're going to rotate this ship and point at Darga. And we're going to execute the PA system and go surrender or die.
Point at Darga.
Darga should be around somewhere, isn't she?
Darga is, you see those giant engines at the back at the top of the screen?
Yeah.
He's all the way at the front of a giant yacht.
Oh.
You'd be shooting the battleship.
Maybe we don't want to do that.
Now, you could fly out of the hangar bay and go around to the front of the ship that's locked down and demand surrender by sitting in front of them, if that's what you were going for.
Yes, that's what I'm going for. I'm after Darga, so let's go and do that.
So the other waves of stormtroopers that are coming, can I ignore them? Because you took down the first wave. There's more stormtroopers down the hall coming. This door is still open. You wiped out the first wave.
Yes, but didn't I also give damage to what's her name?
Yeah. Oh, you don't want to.
And I'm not sure that I want to do that anymore.
Forgot. Actually, I think we know. I think we owe Miss Spectra a rand. Where'd she go on the?
Yeah, I think maybe we do because she's Spectra. Why don't we back up?
Okay.
And give Spectra a round, and maybe Spectra will move out of the way. Hint, hint. Nudge, nudge.
Oh, yeah. No, not only she moves out of the way, she pops out, okay, comes running towards your ship and jumps, because you're not high off the ground, onto the nose, runs right up to your cockpit and plants a mine right on your windshield.
Oh, that's bad.
So, assuming I have movement, because I'm tucked into the corner here, so I go 1, 2, 3, right? Jump 4, 5, let's say, for the height, even 6. To get on your nose. Yeah, so basically, she has enough movement to run and jump and land right on the nose of your ship. Okay?
I think I should have shot her between the eyeballs.
And then, throws a mine onto your windshield. And I'm stuck standing here.
Well, that changes everything that I want to do since she decided to attempt to blow up my ship.
Oh, hang on. So, there's that... There isn't like a countdown on the mine. It just flashes quickly. with a little blue light and goes off. But it's not a frag mine. It's an actual ion mine, which will hurt the ship and not necessarily you. It's a big electrical static charge.
Yeah, but I don't want her to blow or hurt my ship. I want to kill things.
Well, I'm going to throw an ion mine at you, on your ship, I should say. 11 plus bonuses, and I'm standing on your nose, so doink. It's pretty easy, and it goes off.
It's a zero.
Sorry?
It's a zero.
And nice try. So she slaps a mine on there, and this little puppy does 8d6 ion damage, which, correct me if I'm wrong, Ryan, is actually like not like does half non-lethal to anyone aboard, but does like serious damage to systems.
Oh, our organics are not affected by ion.
Yeah, they take non-lethal.
Hey, organics,
you get fried.
People?
Yeah.
Don't be blowing up my ship.
I'm pretty sure. Or is it the droid that takes half? I'm thinking of stun.
You're thinking of stun, my friend.
Because like it's an electrical pulse that should hurt somebody. Anyway, sorry, 8d6?
The electronics, yes. 8d6.
Right up.
I'll dig in the ion damage.
Yeah. 8d6, half my level, it's like 2. 32 points of damage.
Oh, sorry, it looks like half damage. When you make a successful attack with a weapon that deals ion damage, first subtract half the ion damage from the target's hit points. Creatures that do not have cybernetic prosthetics are singed by the ion energy but suffer no other ill effect.
Okay.
Droids and vehicles, and more.
Okay, he's aboard. Is he protected, though? He might be protected from it, because I'm just damaging the ship.
Is he touching the ship, though?
Yeah, he's in it. Yeah, and he doesn't have shields up or anything yet, so... Okay, so this particular ship, which has, what was it, like 120, we said? 120 hit points? The ship takes...
120.
Yeah, the ship takes 32, and you take 16, and you had 5.
Oh, come on.
So she lightly damaged. You tried to shoot and shred with a giant gun down the hallway with me standing in it. You're getting off lucky.
Well, you shouldn't have been standing there in the way that I was about to shoot.
Huh? I'm just calling it like I sees it.
It seems simple to me.
I was told to shut the door and leave, and all of a sudden one of your guys shows up and just starts peppering everything. I take that personally since I'm a rental. Anyway, on the nose, tosses on there. The problem is, I too am standing aboard this vessel and will take the same amount of damage.
Well, what are my options here? I don't have any destiny points left, but I got some force points.
Sorry,
you're going to kill me. Don't be like that.
No, you can burn a force point to not die.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to definitely burn a force point to not die.
You go unconscious and the ship just kind of sits there listing. As for Spectra, we'll get in here her remaining points in a minute. Moving on to Vibesh.
All right. I will... Burn two swift actions.
Yeah.
I know you were... Star Wars is so gross when you actually get...
Yeah, when you get up a little bit. So a 20. Does that hit?
Yes, because he's still flat-footed.
Okay, 22 damage.
I'm strapped into a chair, so he's flat-footed. This is the co-pilot that you haven't hit yet? Okay. 36.
And he goes down 2 down the condition tray.
Okay, this is a fresh guy. Oh, the attack of opportunity. Did you hit him with the attack of opportunity? The guy pulled the gun? No, I think you missed. Because I didn't have it here. Anyway, for some reason, I can't pull up Spectra. Huh. Oh,
Spectra,
there she is.
How much damage was there?
She took half 16. So, yeah.
Damage? Yep. She's not phased by this.
Well, the best part is there's also like...
Because she still got two... Like, she still has points.
Yep.
She took that like a trooper.
Oh, there's more. There's the personal shield, which she can activate as a swift action to like, you know, because you don't throw yourself in the fire, but...
That's not on her character sheet, but damn, she has a personal shield.
No, I just... You don't know me.
What?
So I guess I let you guys peek at NPCs. What? No. Somebody talked about a cameo, so we said, oh, first level money, and it's like, no, this is an NPC. They have, like, full level money, like, they have whatever gear, you know, to get the job done. Anyway, Besh, nicely done. Rahal, having trouble with the other clamps.
He's gonna try and not have trouble with the clamps.
Okay.
Come on, baby. You can do this. I got force points if I need it, but come on. I clicked the button. There it is. Oh my god, that's pathetic. I'm not even going to blow a force point. I'm just going to be like, ah, man, I flubbed and hit my forehead against the port.
Oh no.
Okay, Alt F4. Ah, no.
The pop-ups pop up. You know, would you like to buy this?
This is Bespin.
That's a really good deal, really? Right? You know? Oh, like casino stuff pops up. Like every doorway is a good
one.
Would you like to know more? Actually, I would like to know more.
Everything's a slot machine. So this is the end of the round, and this is where we're inserting Darga.
He's rather large just to insert,
19, you say? 25. He undulates forward. And I do have a movement. Oh, sorry. I have 2 square movement. And you're back like 3 squares. So he just comes at you. Well, actually, in that case, if you're going to jump back, I will pull my gun as a move action and shoot you.
Oh, I was going to say he could use a move action to move one square and then standard to charge me.
Yeah. Actually, he is pissed. So, yeah, he'll charge you. Thank you. 25.
Yep. Yes, that connects.
It's almost like Poser wants to take it on the chin. Yep. No, I appreciate it.
Oh, sorry. Give me the damage first, and I'll ask you a question.
Where is 6 plus 6? So you are looking at 12, sir, maximum damage. Comes charging at you and does the big, you know, body slam with the fist outreached.
Pretty brutal.
Take 12 points.
Does he have, what is it, martial arts or martial mastery 1 or anything higher? Or is he, like, untrained in unarmed combat?
He has an attack of melee unarmed, like everybody here. They give everyone, like, these attacks and their feats. Blah, 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 blah. No.
Martial art.
No, I do not.
Okay. Then that actually will provoke an AOO from me.
Okay. So I got away with my surprise round. Ah, gotcha. And now he's coming swinging and you're ready for it.
Yeah. And that's why I didn't bring it up last
time. No, that's
so
fine.
Like, I mean, you caught me off guard with that one.
Sure.
Nine to hit, his reflex minus 2.
No, sorry. My reflex right now that I'm, like, fully up and running is, like, 17. Not that I have much dodge. It's all flab.
Fair.
But we're digging this far into it. I'll start giving you the numbers. So it's 17. So you just can't stop the onslaught. You just can't stop the onslaught of the worm. And you take 12 points, Poser.
Okay.
And then Rahal goes. And I believe that's everybody. Round 15. Round 15.
Combat.
And we will see you next time on We Shot First. Say goodnight, Poser.
Good night, Darga. Goodbye.